Let's turn our attention to football, and we are going to learn a bit about the National Blind League. Robin Williams is with us to tell us more.
Hi, thanks for having me. The league itself has been running since about 2008, and I took over as chairman in 2020. So we're looking to grow and develop the league and to offer playing opportunities to people of all levels and experiences.
So you don't have to be, you know, a full-on player to get involved in this. It could be people who just want to play for fun, you know, extend their social circle, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking to really increase the numbers of players at the moment. There's a pathway there for anybody who might want to go and take their football more seriously, but we're really looking to generate more numbers and have more local clubs and just grow the league organically from the grassroots.
Has blind football been growing over the years?
It's a complicated question. At the top end, at the international end, yes, it certainly has. London 2012 was a big catalyst for that. But at the grassroots, we haven't really seen the growth in numbers and development that we would have liked to have seen. So the gap between the kind of international players and recreational players has probably grown larger and larger over time. So we're looking to redress that balance now and, as I say, offer more playing opportunities for everybody who wants to be involved.
There are a lot of football teams around the UK who have sort of blind or partially sighted set up as well. You know, so they are sort of supporting the game in a way. But is it down to a lack of, you know, other people perhaps setting up teams themselves in their local areas?
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to go into it, and you need a kind of county FA, so the county kind of football associations need to buy into it, or a local club, as you say. And it can be a little bit complicated because realistically there aren't huge numbers of blind people out there who are wanting to play football, or perhaps there are, but we don't see them. And blind football probably requires a bit more investment to get up and running than, say, a PAM disability football club. And county FAs are traditionally interested in kind of numbers of players that they can have on their books. And so it's about trying to show to potential kind of clubs and stakeholders that this is a really great sport and something that we'd like them to be involved in. So, yeah, sadly, there aren't really enough clubs at the moment who have a set up. There are some, and there is now work actively going on in the FA to increase that and to get more buy-in from clubs and going into schools and showing school kids the kind of basics of the game and just encouraging people to play. So that's something that's really started to take off in the last year.
You may find that there are people who want to play, but you don't know about them because, well, they think, well, there's no clubs really in my area, so, you know, I might as well pursue something else.
Absolutely, yeah. People need to know that there is a setup there and that if they want to play, then it might not be completely straightforward, as straightforward as we would like, but that we will find a way to enable them to start doing some football.
So what's the setup at the moment for NBL? You know, how many teams do you have? How does it work?
For this season, for the first time, we've split the league into what we've called a premiership and a development level. There are only four clubs as it stands in the premiership, and then those clubs also supply most of the players for the development teams. There are some centres outside of those four clubs who have an interest and have some players, so we can feed players from those centres into the existing clubs. So, for example, myself, I'm based in Exeter, but I'm actually playing for the club that's based in Liverpool this season. So with the centres and the clubs and the ongoing work from the FA, we are slowly starting to see the game spread around the country now, but we just want to accelerate that.
So is the goal, for want of a better word, to get teams around the UK then and grow these leagues? And again, you know, it doesn't have to be for professionals who want to take it to the national or international careers. You know, this could be just for people who want to get together and have a game and take part in the league.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the end goal. And yeah, just to increase participation throughout the UK. Absolutely.
It sounds, Robin, as if, you know, the foundations are there. You just have to build that grassroots and get more clubs and more people involved. But if people would like to find out more about the National Blind League, then what's the best way to do that?
I'm currently chair of the committee, so people are more than welcome to contact me, and I can either point them to their nearest club or centre where there is blind football going on. And I can also put them in contact with Adam Bendel, who is working on the development side of the game at the FA, and he'll know the best playing opportunities for people and how to start getting them involved in the game. So my email address is Robin, so R-O-B-I-N, at robinwilliams.blog, B for Bravo, L-O-G. People can also contact me on my mobile, which is 07-525-809495.
Well, Robin, do keep in touch with us. It'd be great to come back and find out a bit more about the development and once again chat about the National Blind League. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.